are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world.
All right, so today we're going to jumpstart politics. I'm sure you've had enough of politics, but I want to give you some inspiration, some hope around this, and also some ideas for you to consider. I know that all of us are feeling a little stomped on, a little kicked around by politics right now, and I do mean all of us. And I have had a couple of interesting experiences during this political season, and one of them is that the other morning I got up and I got my phone, got a cup of coffee, and I was scrolling through the news, and there was this pollster who was on CNN, and he had predicted supposedly all the last elections. Now, there's another college professor who's predicted all the presidents in the past since he's been predicting. But this guy is a pollster, and he was predicting. This is back when Biden had a landslide. By the way, you know what a landslide is? It's a double-digit lead. That's all it is. It's a double-digit lead. Biden was leading by a landslide at this point. And this guy came out and was calling it for Trump. And it was interesting watching him on CNN. And his face was red. He looked very anxious because he knows CNN's own polling was saying that he was just crazy. So he was ready for the interviewer. And the interviewer had some really good questions, and he looked at some places where this guy had been right, this place where this guy had been wrong, and he finally said, okay, what makes you think that you're right? What have you figured out that all the other pollsters, AP, CNN, et cetera, have not figured out? And he said, people lie. Wow. People lie. He said that most polls are done in such a way that people are afraid that their answers or their personal information are going to be shared. And because the country is so divided and polarized, people lie. Wow. It was interesting when I heard this because all of a sudden, it wasn't so much that I was, you know, I needed one candidate or the other in that moment because I'm not really going to talk about that. It was that I thought that the politics was somewhat over. I thought that the decision was somewhat made. And then all of a sudden, this guy comes back and he throws all this doubt into what I had already set aside in my mind. And it seems that in many ways, he's right. At least the way the we're not seeing any sort of a double-digit win right now for Biden. If anything, it's going to be a squeak, if indeed he does, in fact, win. So, politics is designed to separate people. It is designed to create an us and a them. And unfortunately, as we talked about yesterday, once we join an us, we begin to vilify them and we begin to think like part of the us rather than thinking for ourselves. Once we join a political party, it's not unlikely for a people to go to political events, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then it's not that they believe a certain way and then they join the party. What often happens is people join a party and then they augment their beliefs to match the label they've given themselves. And as we talked yesterday, the word pole comes from the Low German word, which means count or head, rather. It means head. So it's literally a head count. A vote is literally a head count. So it's interesting right now because we don't really know what the future of the country is going to be. And a lot of people have put a lot of time and energy into this election. And a lot of people consider this to be the most important election of all time. Now, here's an interesting thing. Why do some people support a political candidate? Maybe make phone calls, maybe hang door things, little door hangers, maybe talk to their friends, etc. And then why do other people seek to do things that are wrong. Seek to do things that are wrong, to stop people from voting, to harass people who are trying to vote, to create problems for the electoral process. Why do some people do this? And it all comes down to power. Power. The thing that makes some people become so militant, whereas other people, the difference is fans and fanatics. All right, let's look at it this way. All right. Fans are people who support, pay attention, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Fanatics are the ones who are like, this person is the greatest and I've got to help this person push their way through. Now, here's where we get into a problem. When politics, and politics does this, tries to convince us that the them, the other side, if we're an us, tries to convince us that their agenda, listen to this, come back to me. Politics tries to convince us that the other side's agenda is an existential threat to our way of life. Take that in. That's not from me. I got that from a political consultant, a political analyst for one of the major newspapers was talking about that. The thing that actually takes people from just being fans, paying attention, to being fanatics is when they feel that the other side's agenda is an existential threat to your way of life. An existential threat. You are literally going to lose your life. And the more, not your life, but your way of life, what you consider to be important. And politicians are so great on both sides at scaring you that if that happens, this is what's going to happen. Most politics is driven by fear. And as I said yesterday, all politics is driven by complaining. You've got to complain to get attention. If you're not doing, if you don't want to do something, you complain to remove responsibility. You complain to brag as a way of getting people to look at you. Oh, how hard I have to work or whatever. P is, of course, power. And the E stands for excuse poor performance. Politics is an expression of who we are as individuals. I truly believe that. And every one of us has a light side and a dark side. You can't have a bottom without a top. You notice in our country, we have two political parties, two major political parties. We actually have dozens, but we have two. Now, it's important for you to have one or the other, they say, because one should hold the other in check. And if there are too many, there's not going to be anyone holding anyone in check. The bottom line of what I wanted to present for you today, and I was talking to this with my daughter Leah yesterday, who is, I just love, she's my best friend, we work together, and we have coffee every morning via Amazon, and we were talking about this yesterday, and I said, so how much has the last election impacted our lives? She said, not a lot. And I said, so how much is this election probably going to impact our lives? She said, not a lot. And I said, so if we see problems or injustices in the world, we can work to save them instead of pointing fingers and instead of getting upset, and we'll live through this no matter what. She said, yep. And that made us both feel really, really good. I hope that this helps you feel better. I hope that it helps you understand. There's not a lot, no matter who you, if you voted for Trump, Biden people aren't bad people, okay? And if you voted for Biden, Trump people aren't bad people. There are bad people in each of those groups, don't get me wrong, but no more so in any one or the other. And the other thing is, if you had the same education, if you had the same experience, if you had the same background, and more importantly, if you had the same news and social media input, you'd feel the same way as everyone else. So in this moment, when everyone is talking about, well, let's don't be divided. Remember again that the word pole means head, and don't be divided in your own mind. Don't be divided in your head. Try not to vilify people who support candidates who are not your candidates. Try to understand. People will respond, react, and even sometimes change when we understand them. But when we criticize them, they tend to cling even tighter to the other way. All right, everybody, so give me your parting shots. I want to give you a chance to say stuff before I say goodbye. Jerome Johnson says, I'm not giving my power to the outcome of an experience I can't control. Way to go, Jerome. Eli Shine says, so few people understand the idea that you'd feel the same if you'd been through the same experience. Most people are never required to think that, never get the chance to think that. One of the things that I think should be required, I'd love to do this. I'm just saying this. Nobody get upset with me. I don't care if you do. But I would love to see sort of a national service that's even an international service where people are sent to poor areas of the country for a year or two to work when they get out of college. I forget what it was called, America something. There was something like that. Anyway, I think it just really opens your eyes. I've spent time in the poorest county in the United States of America. That's the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. I spent 4 days there several years ago when I was writing a book. And I've also spent time in China. And I've spent time in Africa. And all of those things just open your heart. Open your heart. Excellent points. Election don't affect our lives that much. Paula, thank you so much. Everybody, listen, if you'd like to check out Complaint-Free Meditation, we're going to be meditating live in 8 minutes, and there's room for you. There's always room for one more. So check it out, complaintfreemeditation.com. And join us if you can. We look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. Make it a great day. Bye-bye.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more.